The Christmas season was the focus of Pope Benedict XVI's reflection at his weekly general audience Wednesday, a season he called at once one of recollection and of joyful celebration of the Lord's continuing presence.
Dear brothers and sisters, in this first audience of the new year, on the eve of the solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord, I offer my prayerful best wishes to you and your families. The Church's celebration of these days of Christmas is not only a remembrance of things past, but a joyful experience of Christ's enduring presence in our lives and in our world. In Jesus, the Word incarnate, our salvation is accomplished in the flesh. Jesus' humbling of himself, beginning with his conception in the womb of the Virgin Mary, will find its fullest expression in the Paschal mystery of his death and resurrection. Our appreciation of the deep bond uniting the Incarnation and the Redemption naturally draws us from the contemplation of the child Jesus in the crib to the adoration of his real presence in the sacrament of the Eucharist. The liturgical celebrations of this holy season, from Christmas to the Epiphany to the baptism of the Lord, challenge us to be completely transformed by the Son of God, who became man, so that we might attain our ultimate human fulfillment by sharing in his glorious divine life.
The Holy Father also had greetings for the English-speaking pilgrims on hand at the audience.
I am pleased to greet the students and professors from the University of Helsinki. My warm greetings also go to the seminarians of the Pontifical College Josephinum. Upon all things speaking visitors present with this audience, I invoke God's blessings of joy and peace today and throughout the coming year.
Thursday morning, the 6th of January, sees the Holy Father celebrate Mass in St. Peter's Basilica to mark the Feast of the Epiphany. I'm Chris Oltieri.